Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Big show for you today on a football Friday. Of course, plenty of NFL action. What a weekend. We got Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Can't wait to see that game. My goodness, we're going to learn a lot on that one. And we got plenty of other things to talk about as well. Sean Merriman, the former All-Pro linebacker and host of the appropriately named Lights Out podcast, will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NFL. And let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been getting some feedback on our that I need to come a little closer to the camera. I'm not trying to scare anybody. It is Halloween
Zoom?
Weekend.
People been saying that?
Yeah, just that I'm too far back. That I need, you're like right on top of the camera. I know you're in love with your camera and your skin and your face. And I'm trying.
I bet you, is your computer further away from you or something?
I don't know, but this picture is better than when I'm further back. I'm a little closer than normal.
Yeah, I never thought of it, but yeah, I am.
Elijah, is that better?
I don't know why.
Elijah, text me and tell me if I'm...
What are you? Are you on your phone or your computer?
No, that's my laptop. Yeah, I'm on my Mac. So,
well, your mic is in front of your computer. Yeah. That's probably part of it. Mine isn't hanging, you know, so... But anyway, yeah, that's good. All right.
Yeah, well I'm going to Vegas this weekend, and I will see Lamar.
You think
we'll
have, you are?
No, I am. I'm not taking Jet Brown. I'm going.
You're going to see our man Lamar Mitchell.
Yes, Lamar Mitchell at MGM. I'm staying at the MGM. I'm going to have a fat steak. I'm going to lay down a couple of shekels. It will be a great weekend in Vegas.
Wow. All right. I am envious. I wouldn't mind going to Vegas, but no traveling for me.
All I need is a Philly there, and I'll be good. All right, let's go. one that doesn't want an approval on my MasterCard. That would help.
Oh, gosh.
Everything's not funny.
The iCouple crew on this funky flashback Friday. That's always a fun one. We got DJ Alex Teichert. He told me he's been in the crate since last night. So we all, Alex, are expecting you to come with fire.
CB, you just can't get upset when I play some hidden tracks and you're like, bro, that ain't the popular one.
Well, hey, keep it real. We had to acknowledge you on that.
You do.
You're playing B-sides and stuff.
Sometimes B-sides the A-side.
And we got super producer Rob G running things. And on the updates, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's get right into it. And I don't know that this qualifies as a big game. I guess it is a big game. The Patriots are 2-4, haven't lost to Buffalo in a while, coming off their first three-game losing streak since 2002.
It's a long time, man.
Yes.
Almost 20 years.
Yes. And the Bills are 5-2. Obviously look like the team to beat in the AFC East. That's not saying much, but they are the top team in the AFC East. And there seems to be a little difference in kind of approaches. Cam Newton, Rob, is saying that for the Patriots, it's a must win. Even though they're going to be without his two top receivers, Julian Edelman, who had a surprising knee surgery just a few days ago. He'll be back, you know, at some point. And then N'Keal Harry, the second-year receiver who they've expected a lot from, but has been banged up most of, or at least half of his career, it seems, and is banged up again. But there are reports, Rob, that everybody on the Patriots roster, or quote-unquote almost anyone, according to Monday Morning Quarterback's Albert Breer, could be had in a trade with the Patriots. So while Cam is like, this is a must win, it seems like the organization, if these reports are true, is like, hey, we're kind of mailing it in. I mean, it's hard to picture Belichick tanking, but is he all in? You know, if he's looking to trade guys, is he really all in? And I'm going to say it this way, Rob. I like both guys' approaches. I think Cam's got to be. Let's deal with Cam. He's got to feel like this is it for me. I've got to win. Because he's not only playing for the Patriots, he's playing for his career, I would say. And I think he's got to go out there, and if they don't win, he's got to play well. Like they lost to Seattle, but he played well. This is what Cam has to do going forward, whether he's, you know, in New England long-term or elsewhere. So I like Cam's approach, even though, you know, it might be a bit unrealistic without his two top receivers.
That's why they call them upsets. They happen in sports. Sometimes, you know, guys step up. We saw the Packers win. Devontae Adams, right, was missing, Chris. And who was that kid, Lazar? Who was on the practice squad, who finally got out there.
Alan Lazard,
right, and had a big game for the Packers. So this might be an opportunity for somebody. And Cam's approach is the only approach. They've lost. He hasn't played well the last 2 weeks. No touchdowns, five picks. It is a must-win. You know, I think he is absolutely saying the right thing. You can't worry about what the front office. And I don't think that that's any different from any team that's struggling now, right, this time of the year as we get closer to the midway point of the NFL season, right, and the trade deadline, Chris. So so everybody would be, you know, people are willing to make trades. We're seeing what the Cowboys are doing. They're releasing veterans, right? A couple other teams are making trades and moving on from people. So, so I think Cam can't concern himself with that. It's about going out. And right now, right here, if you beat Buffalo, right? If you beat Buffalo, yeah, you could take a different look at the season. They would be 3-4, right? And it would be another loss for Buffalo. They will be scuffling, Chris, right? Wouldn't Buffalo be scuffling? Yep. Because they have lost
two of three, lately.
Right? Yep. They haven't looked as great. So I'm with Cam all the way. You just got to go out there and play.
I love this quote he said. He was asked what he's learned during the losing streak. And here he is, Rob.
Losing is not acceptable in this locker room, in this county, in this state, in this area, in this region. So Cameron Newton, you need to pick your expletive up. That's what I've learned.
I love that, Rob. I love the humility in that. I love challenging yourself, looking in the mirror, you know, not blaming anybody or anything else. And I do think there maybe, we're not doctors, there hasn't been a report on this, but there may be a legitimate excuse or explanation for Cam because he did have COVID. Things were going well until he got COVID. And I said it on the show. The game, I can't remember what team it was they were playing. Rob G, tell me if you remember. But right after COVID, they came back. They hadn't practiced. They had like maybe one practice.
Right, because they got shut down.
Yeah, they looked horrible. They looked horrible. The Broncos, that was the Denver game. And
God knows Denver's terrible. I'm sorry.
Right. And I think, too, New England, number one, let's face it, they don't have a lot of talent. They got a lot of guys out. Even before the guys sat out for COVID, they didn't have a ton of talent.
Didn't they lose six starters?
Well, three starters, six guys.
Six people, right.
Yep, okay. Decided not to play. And we know Belichick puts in often a new game plan every week, right? It's specially made for the opponent. And so they maybe more than most teams need practice. Because it's not like they're going out there doing the same thing every week. So I thought they looked like a team that needed some practice. So maybe that's been the case with Cam. Maybe it's not. Maybe he's just doesn't have it or what have you. But I think he deserves a little bit of the benefit of the doubt because he was playing well. Obviously, he looked good in practice and training camp because they named him a captain. And so we'll see what he does. If the next 2-3 weeks he looks just as bad, then it is what it is. But I like the approach that he has from both of those quotes. And I'm not against the Patriots either, Rob. I get what they're thinking. I actually think it's smart. Like you said, if they win this week, maybe you rethink it, right? If Cam looks great, maybe you rethink it.
From this standpoint, not only did you win, you just won without your two best receivers. You start to look Buffalo scuffling now. It ain't an automatic layup that they're going to win the division. I think that changes everything. If you were playing a different team, Chris, and Buffalo won, you know what I mean, and you just squeaked by beating some also-ran,
right?
You might not look at it that way. But if you beat Buffalo without your two best players and Buffalo has now lost 3 out of 4 or whatever the number is, I think you can rethink it. I think that's legit.
Yeah, I agree. And if not, then I think, look, they're 2-4. Some people are thinking they're really going to struggle, win 3 games, 4 games, whatever. If they can get, there's 3 quarterbacks at this point that people think are really good. Obviously, you got Trevor Lawrence. You're going to have to be number one to get him. But you got Justin Fields from Ohio State. And you look at a Kyler Murray and some of, you know, what quarterbacks are doing now. And you have to be a little bit excited about him. And then you got the kid, Trey Lance, out of North Dakota State, where Carson Wentz went. So if they get in position to get one of those guys and Cam doesn't look any better, then I certainly can't blame him for that. Because you obviously, one thing we know is you need a competent quarterback in this league. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with myself and Rob, which approach makes the most sense for the Patriots? Cam's must-win mentality or the front office fire sale at the trade deadline? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Picks app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob Parker was dancing to this at his wedding. That's how far back this goes. Cutie Pie.
That was the second wedding.
This was the jam. You're off to a nice start, DJ Alex Tyshirt. Man,
you gotta have opening acts,
CB. Memories, brother. Yes, Cutie Pie, you're the reason why.
Sing it.
All right, I can't sing.
This is going to the roller rink, right?
You remember this, Rob? Right?
Yeah.
This was the jam. All right, 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We threw it out to you. You think the Patriots should be trying to win, as Cam is, or trying to win at the top of next year's draft, as their front office appears to be, reportedly? Your turn to weigh in. Let's get to it.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Jeremy in Maine, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hi, Chris.
What's up, man?
Me being a lifetime Patriots fan my whole life, up here in Maine, we don't know what losing is, but the way I feel about it is...
You must be young, because they used to know what losing was.
I'm 27. I'm 27.
Yes, I've been you're one of the fortunate young ones.
Yeah, yeah. Trust us, the Patriots used to
right.
stay.
Big they time. Used to know good and well what losing was.
Yes.
No, my stepdad, I grew up watching a lot of football, and he used to watch a lot of old games, too, so I've seen a We'd go back and watch some old games, how bad they were. He would show me how bad they were. So yes. I had a good idea of that.
All right, so where are you at on this?
I honestly think that they should focus on just trying to rebuild. Everyone is too hurt. We got a lot of linemen that are hurt. Our pass rush is not very good. And we have no receivers. We have no receivers, and they're not getting open to help Cam. This is honestly, I love Bill Belichick right to death. But this was half of it was his fault this year. They didn't sign any receivers to help Cam originally. And that's why Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay. That's honestly some of it because they didn't have money.
He would have wanted to stay if the money was right. But he also knew I said it, Rob. You know this all last year. He's 42 at this point last year. He's not good enough to carry mediocre talent anymore. He's just not. And you see him, he needs talent. Now he's got talent in Tampa Bay, and he's doing damage. People thought, could Cam make lemonade out of lemons with this team? He did early. We'll see if he can do it going forward.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? It's Friday.
Doing
What's
good.
What's up, brother?
Not too much. On that last call, I'll touch one note real quick. I think it's real simple. Brady made his choice to leave New England when he openly backed Antonio Brown after Antonio Brown talked a lot of trash about Kraft. I think Kraft loved him and was going to ride him to the end until that moment. Now, Brady chose Brown, and we're going to see how that plays out because Brown is the hardest working receiver I ever seen, and I hope he's got his other things in order because I really do want to see the guy do well.
The guy can play. Yeah. It's just the other stuff. You know that,
right.
Marty. You saw him in Pittsburgh. Yeah. That dude is a stud. He had probably six of the greatest seasons a receiver has ever had in the NFL. I mean,
he could be a great combination. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. No doubt.
All right. Kyle in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good. I think people forget, almost more than half the Pats D opted out this season because of coronavirus, so that's definitely right. hurt them. In terms right. of whether they should stick with Cam or Tank, I think you have to stick with Cam considering the receivers. I also think this season is going to hurt Belichick's legacy just a little if they go 5-11 or 4-12 or something, which could very well be the case.
I don't disagree. People will look at it, and especially what happens in Tampa Bay.
You said it could hurt Belichick's legacy?
Yeah. If they're bad,
you know, and I think he's a great coach, but I've been saying it, man. He hadn't done much without Brady. I'm just going. That's just a fact, and we'll see if he can do it going forward. But to this day, he hadn't done much without Brady.
877-99 on Fox is the number if you want to squeeze in. You can do that. This will be interesting, this whole game. I don't know. I mean, you would think Buffalo would win. Cam will be without his two best right receivers. But you never know. I mean, I thought the Panthers were going to win last night. I mean,
I agree with that. Who are you expecting?
You know what I'm saying?
Win?
Like, you just can't.
It's the NFL, like you said.
No, I know.
A team goes 12-4, that's a great season. And they lost four games. And most teams lose a game or two or three to teams that aren't really better than them.
It happens.
It's the
right.
NFL. Yeah. So, you know, nowadays we tend to treat all sports like it's college football. You know what I mean? Where you lose one game and the world is, falling. The sky is falling. Because that's how it is in college football. It's not like that in pro football. Not like that in basketball, baseball. So, it could happen. But, Rob, if you're putting shekels on it, I think you might want to move them Buffalo's way.
You know I'm not putting any shekels on that game. You know I'm not. I'm sorry.
You're scared of that game.
What's that?
You scared of that game?
Yeah, I'm not. There's certain games I'm not going to touch. And when I get to Vegas...
Wow.
I might put a couple more shekels down. We'll see what happens. I have to take a look at it. Tomorrow I'll have a better look.
All right. It's the I Couple Grizz and Rob. We got Lights Out, Sean Marion coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Former All-Pro linebacker, host of the appropriately named podcast, Lights Out, because he used to put dudes lights out, that's for sure, when he played. Our man, Sean Merriman. What's up, brother?
Yo.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We are great, man.
Awesome. I was listening to all this baseball talk. I'm like, oh, let's get to the football real quick.
I know you want to get to some type of combat sports. I know that.
Yeah, I know. You ready to hit somebody. Well, I mean, at least the Astros were hitting garbage cans. I mean, there was some hitting going on.
I am.
Yeah, they just knew about it before the actual pitch.
Right. That's right. Sean, I do have a boxing question I'm going to ask you before we get rid of you, get done with you on this segment. But first, let's start with the football. John Bostic's hit on Andy Dalton a couple weeks ago. A lot of people were saying it was dirty. I did hear, I think it was Ryan Clark from the former Steelers player say, you know, a lot of times a guy just wants to buzz the quarterback when he looks like he's about to slide. Or even sometimes, can it be tough? You know, we know guys know quarterbacks are sliding nowadays. But sometimes if your momentum's kind of taking you one way, is there any justification for what Bostic did? Or was it just straight up a dirty hit?
Yeah, it was dirty, 100%. No question about that. And you know when a quarterback is running, he's in open field. I mean – he's going to slide. He's going to get down somehow, some way. This guy's not going to the sideline. He's not diving for the end zone or going out to make a big play. He's in open field. So you know at some point in time he's going to slide. I'm just more surprised that nothing happened, from the Dallas Cowboys side.
Really? So you and McCarthy should have got on him.
Hell, if that would have happened, even if I was on the defense, I probably would have ran off the sidelines and got after some guys. But, it just shows me, being a former player, on where they are as a team right now. That wouldn't have worked with any of the teams that I played on.
So what does that tell you, that they're not together? They've signed off this season already, or what?
Look, anytime that we saw a guy even hitting somebody late after a whistle, say you've got a guy just standing over a pile and you have a dirty offense or defensive lineman or something that will take a guy over a pile, we're checking that down. We're looking at it, and we're talking about it on the sideline to find out who did that. Because at some point in time, you know, guys going to be looking to get back at you, however deemed necessary, without it being, you know, illegal. But guys are definitely looking for you. So when something like that happens to your now starting quarterback and nothing happens, you know, you got to start looking at guys' hearts. You got to start looking at what kind of players do you have on the team. And I'm not calling out the whole team, but there were guys in the area that could have at least reacted to Andy Dalton getting hit that way. And nobody did nothing. And I was just watching it, like, baffled, trying to figure out how in the hell does nothing happen after that.
But the only issue I had was Mike McCarthy bringing that to the attention of the media. Why wouldn't that be taken care of or talked about? Like, I didn't get that part. Like who is he trying to unless he's going to go up there and name names, like, why would a coach put that out there that his players didn't respond? I was surprised by that.
You know, I mean, most good coaches or veteran coaches know to protect your guys at all costs, right? And that's what – when he said that, that's the first thing I thought. He's just protecting his guys, take the blame, and he's talking for them in the media. But let's get real. I played with some great coaches, man. I've had a great coaching staff during my time, and, you know, they were great leaders and everything else. But the great teams, the players run the team, period. And the coaches are kind of just there, but the players run the team. So the coach don't have to say anything. That problem with Andy Dalton getting hit, that's being fixed right there on the field. In some way, somehow, it's being talked about. Even if there's – I'm not saying it's guys should go out and throw punches or anything like that. There should be some kind of scuffle, some kind of reaction to let him know, next time you do something like this, this is what's going to happen. So I was just surprised, man. It didn't make any sense.
Sean, you kind of brought up, like you said, scuffling or, you know, doing something to opposing players. I've always wondered, I'm glad I thought about this to ask you this. What goes on in a pile when there's a fumble? I mean, is it anything goes, like eye gouging, you know, whatever you got to grab to get the ball? No, I'm wondering, you know what I mean? Like, when it's a pile of players going for a fumble, what goes on in those piles, man?
Well, with all the cameras around now, nothing. You know, you know, back in the day, early on, before they had cameras at every angle, you know, you just reach and grab and reach arounds. I mean, you can call it. I mean, it's going down. You know, guys are twisting fingers. If a guy's on the ball, you know, he's twisting his finger to get off. And, you know, I'm not just, you know, saying being dirty, but under that pile, man, it's a lot of things go on. And, you know, goal is to get the ball. The times obviously have changed now because, you know, they have a camera at every angle you can think of. So, you know, you can barely get away with it. And the league is obviously looking at those type of things. So they don't go on as much now. But, oh, yeah, man, I mean, when I first came in, some of these guys, you recover a fumble, when you're under that pile, anything goes.
Wow. Hey, I want to ask you about Michael Thomas with the Saints, who's not playing this Sunday. And what – I mean, this dude was unbelievable a year ago, and this has been the strangest – follow-up to that. Obviously, he had some injuries at first, and he got into some altercation, and they didn't play him then. Now he's hurt again. There seems to be more here. What is going on with Thomas?
You know, and I don't want to compare these two at all because Michael Thomas hasn't had some of the interactions or outbursts as Antonio Brown had. But remember, we didn't hear a lot about Antonio Brown his years with the Steelers, and a lot was going on. We didn't hear a lot about it until the end. So, you know, as players, you hear some things, whatever, but it was never out there to the media, the problems that him and Ben was having or the coaching staff or organization. You know about this stuff internally, but I believe that the same kind of situation is going on. I think that, you know, maybe it's coming to an end of this time, and I know that Sean Payton came out and said that ain't happening, and, you know, all the experts who think they know what's going on. Well, there's smoke, there's fire, right? I mean,
there's something happening. I agree with you. There's something going on here.
Yeah, it's something going on. And then, look, I mean, is the organization trying to move him out of there? Because they never just move you for no reason because, you know, they move you at the level he's played at Michael Thomas, he, you know, there's no off-the-field issues, nothing else going on, and you just move him, you know, the fan base is going to sit back like, what in the hell are you doing? You just let the best wide receiver in the NFL go. So, you know, it's always the kind of the jabs, and then they send you packing. So, it you know, I think it's a part of that going on. Maybe he is hurt. Maybe they're trying to show him, you know, that he's not above the team. I don't know what's going on inside. But normally, when you have somebody of his caliber and what he's done in the NFL, they want to move you, there's problems. You look at DeAndre Hopkins, right? I mean, we started hearing that you know, he went up, had a conversation with Bill. All these things, you know, come out at the end. They never come out when things are good. They always come out when they look to move you.
Sean, so we got about a minute left. What I wanted to ask you off of football was Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fighting on November 28th. And, you know, they're saying it's going to be a real fight.
Train wreck.
And I tell you what, if Tyson's got any stamina, like if he's in any type of shape, Sean, I think he might. I'm worried about Roy because Roy had a glass jaw anyway. And is it fair that, like, does a guy lose his power as he gets older? Because I don't think guys really lose their power like that.
No, not at all. And I tell this, and I said, I don't care if Mike Tyson is 70 years old. He just needs one, and you're still going to sleep. It doesn't matter at what age at that point. What happens with athletes, and especially elite athletes, and I can say this because I've boxed for a long time, and I've done MMA, and I've also, you know, obviously played football, is that guys don't – you don't lose what you have. You can't recover, and you can't come back as fast. So if you have a great training day, you're not going to feel the same the next day. So believe me, that, you know, Tyson's what, his mid-50s, that – he can't train every day like he did, but there's no smoke off of those punches. I guarantee you that. Now, when he gets tired, I'm sure Roy Jones is going to run around the ring as long as he can to at least get Mike Tyson on a level playing field as far as stamina and try to take some. Because when you get tired, you do lose a little bit off your punches. So that, to me, that can be Roy Jones' only way out of this fight. Let's see if I can run around the ring. Don't let him back me into a corner. Keep everything in the middle so he can't load up against me. And hopefully by the third round, he's a little bit gassed and I can at least start to tag and move and stuff like that. But he has to get out of that first and second round. If he gets out of the second round, he might have a chance. Right. But I can tell you this, he's going to take a lot of punishment in those first two rounds.
I can't see him surviving a clean shot from Tyson.
No, I mean, 80% of the world can't, you know?
Right.
it's just one of those things, and age doesn't matter, man, especially when you got someone of his instincts and not necessarily how strong he is, but he knows where to punch you. You know, he's going to go body, body, head, or body, head, body, and then break you down. You know, this, you're talking about a trained assassin or somebody who's one of the best in the world at one point.
All right, that's our man, Lights Out, Sean Marion. We appreciate the time, brother.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, all right. Make sure y'all check out his podcast, too. Lights Out. You know it's good stuff. All right. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Little techno funk on a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Tyshirt, not just knee deep, he is totally deep in the crates. All right, we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. All right, Rob, as you know, the coach Dan Quinn in Atlanta has been fired after the 0-5 start. Raheem Morris took over, and the Falcons are 2-1, and you mentioned it earlier. They beat Carolina last night, which was a good win. And
yeah,
French,
on the road in that situation, it was.
They're playing much better. There's no doubt about that. Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports, he wrote a column entitled "Falcons Winning Under Interim Coach Morris, A Good Sign for Minority Coaches." Now, I'm sure Schwab meant well, so this is nothing against him at all. Rob, Raheem Morris, he doesn't need to prove anything about black coaches. Black coaches have already proven they can coach. Are there some bad ones? Sure. But there's some really good ones too, just like every other race. Tony Dungy, Jim Caldwell's been good, Denny Green, Lovie Smith, Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches in the league without question.
Right. It shouldn't even come down to that. We already know. It's not like this is 1955 and you're trying to see if black people should be coaches or not. Right. You know what I mean? Can they coach?
If Raheem Morris goes, what do they have? Eight games left, I guess. If they go 10-1 under him, or if they go 2-9 under him, it shouldn't matter one iota for other black coaches. Now it would matter for him whether or not he gets to keep the job, but for other coaches, it should not matter. You can't tell me, guys, with Eric Bieniemy sitting there. In fact, the New York Jets need to go hire him. I bet you Trevor Lawrence wouldn't mind playing for him. But with him sitting there, Byron Leftwich, others, you really think it's justified for any owners to be, you know, but I'm not sure that black guys can coach.
Right.
And you always say it all the time in Detroit. I mean, where they got, you know, what's his name there right now? And they fired Jim Caldwell after, what did he make the playoffs twice in 4 years in Detroit?
Yeah, he did.
Won 9 games each of his last 2 years, and they said 9 games is not enough. And now they've won what? How many?
And they've won 10 or 11 games in 3 years. 9 games in 1 year wasn't enough, and now it's like 11 games in 3 years. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So come on. Shaw probably meant well. But the reputation of minority coaches cannot be riding on any one coach right now, because it's been proven that brothers can coach. Just give them a job. All right, it's the iCouple. We got 2 hours left. Chris and Rob, keep it locked.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.